This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dukes and Bale, we're going to let you hear more of Alex Anthopoulos, Braves general manager, who spoke after the trade deadline came and went. Braves made no moves. As a matter of fact, Braves lose today, and now it is all about the big game at Bristol, but they lose today. 3-2, it is over, and our record stands at 46-63, but who's caring, who's counting? We don't care about all that now. Saturday, though, it is going to be a cool thing to be a part of. I know you were thinking about going up a few weeks back. You talked about it.
Yeah, I mean, we were going to go up to Harrah's, the Cherokee, bounce around, go hit the mountains up to Bristol. I got a lot of friends from up in that neck of the woods, the Virginia Panhandle, and the Tri-Cities area from back in the radio days. But, yeah, man, I kind of just lost a little juice with the way the Braves have been sliding. You know, I got to be honest with you. This kind of just took some of the steam out of my stride. So, sold the tickets to a buddy of mine. So, he's going up with his kid.
Very cool.
And it's going to be neat. About 85 to 86,000 people. It's going to be a spectacle, just like when Virginia Tech played Tennessee up there. I mean, I don't know how all the sight lines are going to be, but still, you can say you were there for the first ever professional baseball game in the state of Tennessee.
Correct.
Which is kind of interesting. Minor league doesn't count, but that's going to be it's going to look great. Hopefully, Strider goes out and gives us one of the few high points of the season.
That's a good way to put it, Mike. 7:15 on Fox tomorrow, if you're wondering. So
Smoltzy on the call.
Yes. And I want to tune in just to see what it looks like, right? What they've done. What to your point, what the sight lines are, because that was the big fuss when they had the college football game there. People were so far away from the action. I think we take for granted when we go to these college football games, whether it's Sanford Stadium, it doesn't matter. Georgia Tech, you're on top of the action, and they were so far away, but it's a racetrack. So you're putting a baseball field in the infield of a racetrack.
Right. I mean, it's the greatest half-mile track in the world for some people. I always enjoyed it. It was the greatest NASCAR race every year. It sold out. There was a waiting list. You couldn't get in. And as NASCAR's Carl has messed with the sport so much, you know, the attendance has waned. Viewership has waned on the races. No longer the big deal. Remember they did the dirt track at Bristol a couple years ago?
They sure did.
Kind of like pump it up. It's a shame now. Hey, it's cool for Bristol. It's another revenue stream for them. But the big picture for NASCAR is you get more crowds for baseball games than you are for races.
Hey, man, we're live up here again hanging out. We just got a couple of listeners that stopped by hanging out with us. Thank you guys for coming. And they were like, hey, we wanted to come hang out with you guys. We've been telling you, come. It's a beautiful day. We were just talking with Mike, our sales manager's up here. He's got stuff going on, but we were just talking about how beautiful it is. And I said to Mike, the weather's supposed to cool off this weekend. I don't know if that means rain or whatever, but I was like, man, high 70s, early 80s. I'm like, I love it. And we were having this argument about, like, are you over the heat already?
I mean, I want a nice summer, like 80. Day-Day's like,
I'm with you.
He wants the heat. Carl wants it at 72. I said, you know, 82 is a nice round number.
It is.
Because I can, you know me, my spirit animal is a manatee. I will float in the pool all weekend. Matter of fact, I'm going to go float in that lake right now. But I'm just saying, 72 before Labor Day, that's too early.
I'll take it.
That's too cool.
I'll take it.
Too cool for school.
The way this heat's been. Look at Slim right now. Slim's got a towel on his head. Come on, Mike.
Yeah, but Slim's cool like that.
Yeah, well, that's true. Hey, man, we got to talk about what's going on around the NFL. I will tell you guys, if you're just tuning in, Micah Parsons has asked for a trade from the Dallas Cowboys. Now, before we get into the particulars, because he said he submitted this to Stephen Jones himself, CeeDee Lamb, his teammate, put out there literally minutes ago, never fails, dog.
Yeah.
Just pay the man. What you owe him. No need for all the extracurricular. That's his teammate, CeeDee Lamb, who also went through this very similar situation.
I tweeted it out earlier saying, you know, the last 10 years, you could argue the last 3 decades, but I just was being generous. I said the last 10 years for Jerry. It's come down. He went through this with Dez Bryant. Dez Bryant, they were going to franchise tag him. He was going to hold out. Back in the day, you could hold out. Now you don't get the money back when you get your contract done. He's done this now with every one of his star players. I mean, look, is Dak worth – either you believe in Dak or you don't. They did. They probably paid him too much, and now they're stuck with it. So now you got to try to ask Dak to give some back. He's not going to do that. Then you get to the Matt Ryan Falcon territory, where all you can do to create cap space is keep moving money around in the form of a signing bonus, and then your number becomes ridiculous, and you never get out of that cap hell. It's like being upside down on a car. So either you know, you got to look at it. If you're Jerry, you can find some other place to trim the fat, but you still need to put 22 guys on the field, 53 men on the roster.
You get hit by a car.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah. But, I mean, when you say things like that, I give him another year. I mean, he could be hit by a car. What's going to happen in 5 years? Jerry's lost it. The Cowboys are a joke. They've never won anything since, you know, let's be honest, Jimmy Johnson's nucleus that he built that Barry Switzer got one more Super Bowl out of. It's ridiculous. Girl, they'll get a good offensive line, and they'll get a good skill position player, but they'll never win a championship, especially with an uninspired hire like Schottenheimer. And now you're losing the guys in the locker room.
Well, talent
now the
wins.
Players, they roll their eyes and go, this guy's a clown.
Look, you know what CeeDee Lamb knows? He knows what every other great player in the league knows. Dog, I ain't winning when I look over and I see the guy that is not as talented. It's what Atlanta, we haven't had enough of. We haven't had enough talented guys in the locker room. Had some good guys. We haven't had enough talented guys. It's starting to feel like Bijan, Drake,
right?
Think Pitts. Okay, defensively, we drafted some talented guys. Man, that's what it's about. CeeDee Lamb knows I am not as good on this Cowboys team without that dude in this locker room. Hey, man, we're going to talk more about what's going on. Yeah, man, no man's on the way, and we'll let you hear from Alex Anthopoulos as well. By the way, Steve Coonan returns. A couple of weeks off for him. He'll be in the 4 o'clock hour. And if you missed Kirby Smart on the Steakhouse, we're going to play that for you as well coming up in the 4 o'clock hour as the Dogs are practicing as well. Right now, though, let's get to 4th and 1. So this is what Parsons said. Synopsis, guys. Short version. This is what he gave to the Cowboys today. I no longer want to be here. I no longer want to be held to a closed-door negotiation without my agent present. I no longer want shots taken at me for getting injured while laying it on the line for the organization, our fans, and my teammates. He also said in this written statement that he gave the Cowboys today, I've made a tough decision. I no longer want to play for the Cowboys. My trade request has been submitted personally.
Right. So whether you feel this is just a negotiating ploy, because other guys have done this, you know, in other teams, other sports, seems like it's more than that. Seems like this is legit.
It feels like
it. It feels mighty real to me.
It does, Mike.
You know, because, again, I am the best. I'm the best defensive player in the league, and you treat me like an idiot.
But he's like, I'm tired of being crapped on by the owner.
Yes.
And remember, if you don't remember this, Mike and I played this for you last week. And, oh, I don't know if you can find it. Jerry Jones claimed he was hurt six games. He was hurt 4. And he was like, well, and then he talked about, I don't want to pay him because he could potentially be hurt, which is the dumbest thing ever. Yeah. Guys, it's risk-reward. You pay guys not knowing what's going to happen, but you pay them based on what they bring to your football team.
It's a childish argument.
It is.
For an NFL owner of Jerry. That's what I'm saying. Jerry Jones is losing it. They got to keep him off the microphone. His son, the idiot son, Daddy, my hat came off. Too bad your head wasn't in it. You think he's going to be any better?
No.
I think Stephen Jones, it's literally idiot one and idiot two.
Well, you learn from the people that you're around, Mike.
Right.
I mean,
how to mismanage an NFL team.
They've not let anybody else in the building, and so he's seeing how Dad is running it.
Take a listen.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
Again, it's all set up. There is a contract, Carl, that gets signed if a really good player is going into his 5th year, right? That's pretty much how it works. If you're Kyle Pitts and there's a little bit of indecision because there's been inconsistency, then you let him play out that 5th year. But if you're Micah Parsons, it's time to get paid. It's go time. You've shown it. You are one of the best players. And yes, like as if Micah Parsons doesn't play with pain. You know, I mean, come on. Give me a break. So,
yeah.
Jerry, if you want to alienate your players, if you want to have free agents not want to come to Dallas, mission accomplished.
I agree.
That you can afford a free agent anyway.
You really can't. Cass Kelly hits us up. He says, Dukes, you know they really want Pierce or Walker in return, right? Cowboys need picks. Mike's talked about this.
Right.
They've got to restock, right, the franchise.
But cheaply.
There you go. And the way you do that is through the draft. You don't do that. And listen, even if they ask for those guys, if I'm the Falcons, and we're just, again, we're speculating here, guys, we do not know if they're interested, if this is going to play out, but why not dream about it?
Right. Well, you'd have to give up Pierce because Pierce has a 27th overall pick. That's a cheaper next 4 years.
It is.
That's a cheaper deal.
But here's the deal. If I'm in this negotiation, I say I'm not giving up any players. I'll give you 3 first-rounders. That's where I'm at. We're fine, guys. We got two young studs on the edge. If you can add Parsons under your terms, then do it. The Cowboys are in desperate need of resetting, to Mike's point, cheaper versions of what they've got. And the way you do that is stock draft picks, and then you negotiate and make moves as we get closer to next spring. But they're not going to just go ask for players right now because they're not trying to incorporate more salary.
Right. I mean, it is interesting. How would you turn around and trade a guy you just drafted? I don't know what the protocols and what the precedents are for that. But, the idea that a Jalen Walker, who haven't even seen yet, who we felt was a gift from the gods to fall from what we perceive as be top 10 to 15, and all of a sudden could you turn around and send him to Dallas with 2 first-round picks and get Micah Parsons? And who would say no to that? As much as we love Jalen Walker.
Mike. I'm all in.
How could you say no?
I'm all in. Jalen, we love you. I'm all in.
Or Pierce, for that matter. Pierce at a first round.
I don't want to give up either. That's where I'm at. No. But if you're telling me that's what the deal was, Falcon fans, you're not going to say yes.
But if I could have Micah Parsons and a slightly smaller version of Micah Parsons, I mean, just 1 inch shorter, that's Jalen Walker for my future? Giddy up. Because Leonard Floyd's here for 1 year. And then again, or if you believe that Pierce is going to be this homewrecker, you have Pierce out there next to a Micah Parsons for 5 years. Giddy up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's bookends at the most important position on defense.
Then a guy hits us up. He says, Dean, if we got Parsons, you'd be complaining that we've got too much and it doesn't work. Shut up. Are you, an idiot?
Come on.
Come on, Damon.
Sit down. Shut up.
Shut up. Who would be complaining about getting Micah Parsons?
Come on, man.
We haven't. I just told you. Are you listening to me?
Right.
I just told you we haven't had enough talent in this city. We haven't had enough talent on the Falcons.
Right. Now, we're excited about the guys we've drafted. We're excited about watching them develop. But here's the finished product. Micah Parsons is the man. Jalen Walker may be the man. Pierce may be the man. He is the man. So go get the man.
Next to the man.
Next to the man. And then you decide which man is going to stay. Maybe that's Pierce. Maybe that's Walker. And again, I don't even know. But the Cowboys are so screwed up. I don't even know if that would interest them.
I don't know
either. They may just want 3 first-round picks.
I don't know either. You know what? Let's hope they're that dumb. Let's hope that. Because that would be the situation. We just want picks.
Right.
Okay, great.
And if we're good, then they are going to be the 25 to the 32nd pick. Right?
If we're
going to be in the playoffs the next 5 years.
And by the way, I'm starting to come aside. I'm coming to your side here more and more with people that are cheering for management. If you're a Falcon fan, how can you even dispute this? Like, I'm getting these texts and tweets, Mike, from people who are like, well, if this happened, stop.
Again, I say it to Carl all the time. Atlanta, I thought we were getting out of this. I got here like 27 years ago. So corporate. It's the only city where fans actually root for the front office. Well, I don't think the Braves should be spending too much money. What? Is the red lot free last time I checked?
No, it's very expensive.
I mean, what are you talking about?
$75 to park.
The only city in America where people root for management over the ultimate goal, which is to win the freaking championship by all means necessary.
Yeah, I just...
Drives me crazy.
But all I'm saying, Cass and Luke and all you guys, Luke goes, this ain't MLB. Picks, fool!
Dude.
This is how the NFL works.
Are you familiar on how the Cowboys built their franchise under Jim?
Picks!
They traded Herschel Walker. For a bunch of picks.
Ugh.
Come on.
All right. That's going on. Meanwhile, Mike, what do you think of the Terry McLaurin trade request? He's requested a trade from the Commanders.
Hey, this guy's been so money. He's been so under the radar because you're not familiar with his quarterbacks until he finally got a good quarterback delivering the football this year. I mean, he's been a sort of a fantasy sleeper for many guys over the years. He deserves that top five money. Now, I mean, I don't know if he's looking for Justin Jefferson money. I think that's or Jamar Chase money. That's probably a bit rich.
I agree,
but I think a tick below that is certainly right where he needs to be.
Yeah, and look, I'm surprised. Look,
kind of like where Drake, I think needs to be slotted.
I'm with you. Fair deal.
Right.
By the way, Commanders on our schedule this year.
Fourth game of the season. Right.
All right, we'll see where that goes. Baker Mayfield, by the way, suffers a hand contusion. Listed as day-to-day. It doesn't seem like he's going to stay out or be out for a long period of time.
A bruise on the hand is going to keep Baker down.
All right, we're coming back. We got a lot more to talk about, including what Alex Anthopoulos said about our Braves, what went wrong this season, where his head is at, and what he's trying to do. Braves lose today. We're live at Lake Lanier Islands, guys, Margaritaville Landshark Bar. Come by, hang out with us. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Quick question for you guys. Buddy of mine's traveling. His wife, they're going overseas. Mm-hmm. 11, 12-hour flight. He's got all the miles. He gets on the plane and they go, sir, you've been upgraded.
Oh.
And he's asking us in our group text right now, do I take the seat and let my wife sit where we were going to sit and move, or do I stay? And I literally said, you take the seat, fool. Babe, I'll see you when we land.
Becky did the same thing to me. We were flying to Jamaica. It was actually one of our first outside-the-country trips, but we've only been dating about like 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Went down to Mo Bay, and because she travels to work more than I do, she had all the juice. So we're sitting like in Delta Comfort, and all of a sudden, as we're boarding, oh, ding, ding, you're up to like 1B. And she's like, I hope you don't mind. I'm like, what?
I go, I'll see you when we land.
I'm like, what? Now, the good news was
she had a glass of wine in her hand before like, she sat down.
The flight attendant, they were working together, so the flight attendant would come back. So I was getting drinks before other people.
Okay, okay.
But it still wasn't the same. Like I was like, you selfish.
Oh, yeah.
You can imagine what I was thinking.
Well, here's the deal. On a long flight, though, you're going to do and you're going to get off the plane. Somebody's going to be hot. Either way, I'm just like, would you guys do that? Would you do that? You wouldn't take the upgrade. You just stay where you're at.
No, I'd check the upgrade.
I'd take the upgrade. I'm sorry.
I think your spouse, unless she's
really. Wife.
I'm
taking the upgrade.
Oh, dude. Look, you're whipped. You're whipped. You can't do it. You can't. You and Dylan, we got to straighten these guys out.
Oh, don't get me started about Dylan.
Dylan would be like, I'll actually, you know what? You take this seat. I'll be in a dog cage underneath the plane.
I'll be with the luggage.
Come on, man, you got to man up.
Come on, bro. I'm taking the seat.
That is your wife.
Yes, it is. Babe, I love you.
Yeah.
First class. Here I come, baby.
You're taking a divorce. You got the kids, man.
Here
you're
I come.
Set. You go take the seat,
Delta
man.
One, I'm on my way, baby.
Man, I'm trying to get some loving while we're on
lay
the trip.
Back.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. He sent this. I just popped up, and I'm just saying, that's a tough decision. But
if you've been married more than 10 years, it's not even a discussion. If you're a newlywed, maybe you stay.
Okay, look, but ladies, you know who you married. You know your man's going to take that seat. You know this. Don't act like you don't know your man. That's the other part about this, Day-Day. My wife knows. She's like, go ahead.
Seriously.
Go ahead.
Tell your man.
I know you're going to go.
You know what? Like that meme with Starsky and Hutch?
What?
Do it. You know that one? The other one with Ben Stiller dressed up? Do it.
Well, here's the problem. Real quick. If they approach you and they do it in front of your wife, that's the problem. Like, sir, you've been upgraded. And she's looking at you like you done did something without her. Like you went behind her back and, you know, yeah, had some extra points or something. You upgraded yourself without me? No, honey. It's something like somebody's not here and I get to move up. It's hard to explain. Either way, that's what's going on in one of my friends' groups,
seriously,
Mike. I just wondered. So you would take the seat. I would take the seat. Day-Day would not take the seat.
I've already had it happen to me. My wife took the seat. My wife, she wasn't my fiance yet. She was just my live-in lover. But at the time,
now,
she took the seat.
Here's the thing.
Seriously,
2-hour flight, 2-hour flight, 3-hour flight, different. Stop it, O. 11, 12-hour flight, I'm gone.
Better for the relationship.
I'm gone.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
I'm going to get my three meals up there, and I'll look back through the curtain at you, okay?
Right. You know what you can always do? When you use that little warm towel, send it back
That's
to
exactly right. I just wipe my hands, baby. You can use this one. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Let's hear from Alex Anthopoulos. Guys, Braves lose today. Mike, you said as we started the show, and coming up some Yeah Man, No Man as well, as we're live at Lake Lanier Islands, Margaritaville, Landshark Bar. You said that – are you indifferent to us making, not having made a move after the trade deadline?
Well, I mean, I get what Alex Anthopoulos was saying last night on the meeting with the media, that if you do, you know, just to make a deal for making a deal's sake, you're not going to get much return. But again, you're getting nothing. Ozuna's walking away next year. You're getting nothing
for him.
Iglesias is walking away. You're getting nothing for him. I still would take somebody's trash, you know, albeit, you know, these deals are made because you've got an intricate knowledge for the most part of other teams' farm systems. That's what your scouts are there for. So I don't know if there's nobody left. But here's the thing. If nobody wanted Ozuna, and that could be the case because of the hip injury, that's beyond Alex's control. And then there's no sense in giving him away for some bum and who hasn't done anything in the minors.
I also believe, again, part of what we believe what we should have gotten in return for Ozuna, we were not getting a starting pitcher. A frontline starting pitcher for Ozuna was not happening.
No, you were going to get, at the best, you were going to get a middle reliever or a prospect. And a prospect who's probably reached his max with that organization that's trained him.
Correct.
Here is you got to fix now.
You got to fix. Here's Alex Anthopoulos talking about Acuña, by the way, because he was brought up as Acuña is he's going to make his way back. But I love the semantics of what Alex said, talking about we'll be careful and cautious. Guys, he's not playing all the time, and there's no reason to. But they're also, as Mike said, they're not going to tell you that because they want you to come to the ballpark. Okay, here is AA, Alex Anthopoulos on Ronald Acuña.
Look, right now, all the exams and tests, it's a grade one. You know, it's not serious. It's just so we think it'll be in the 2 to 3 week range. Look, there's a chance that it's shorter than that. I don't, you know, what you don't want to do is under promise a return to play date. And now all of a sudden people start speculating there was a setback and so on. But he's already feeling so much better. So I think, you know, it's one of those things that didn't look good on TV and he was sore and he did it. When he scored from first the day before and he stepped on home. But right now, all the testing that we've done is he's already feeling better. And
okay. I'll simply say it's not serious until it is. It's not serious. It's a grade one. He's looking good. That's right. All great for me. Okay. I want him healthy. But it's not serious until you run him back out there and then it becomes an injury that becomes serious. So we will see. But that's where I'm at, and I'm going to stand on it, guys. I just feel like it's not for us to at this point in the season to be thinking like that's the most important thing.
I just don't want him to be Mike Trout, okay? Mm. He's missed enough games as it is. He's already had two knee injuries. Now you're talking about an Achilles, which is an entire season, and then some. So I would err on the side of caution because the season is freaking over. I mean, look, we've all had season tickets at one time or another. I used to have season tickets for the Braves way back when in the old days at Turner Field. I haven't had it. I go to, you know, 5 or 6 games, maybe 10 a year if they're really good. I understand. If you're a season ticket holder, it's not a cheap commitment. But still, you're a Braves fan because you love the Braves and you see the big picture. And you're telling me a meaningless game in the end of August or September, you're willing to risk losing Ronald Acuña for another year? Can't do it. I can't do it.
Me neither. What about the starting pitching? Alex addressed that as well. By the way, we mentioned Steve Kuhn is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour, and you'll hear from Kirby Smart as well as he was on the Steakhouse today. Starting pitching has been an issue. We know this, but here's his synopsis of what he felt like happened with our starting pitching this year.
You know, you had losing those two on top of, obviously, Ronaldo first start in, being an all-star a year ago, Smith-Sharver. You know, just a lot of starters, so once you lose that stability in the rotation, and look, that's the thing with all the offensive issues we had last year. It was so much so with guys that we lost. A lot of freak things, but that rotation gives you stability. Now, all of a sudden, that rotation isn't the same, and your bullpen's throwing a ton of innings, right? Sale and Schwellenbacher going 6, 7 innings every time out. Now your starters are going 4, 4 2/3. Now your bullpen's covering a lot more. It just ends up snowballing on you.
Okay, it did snowball, but
again, you had to do things your way, and your way is the cheap way because you don't have all the resources that you should. You've got to take a guy that was a relief pitcher, Ronaldo Lopez, and then he works more innings than he's worked in a long time, and he breaks down. Shocking, right? I mean, the Chris Sale thing—that's a freak injury. That's one that you just got to chalk up to the baseball gods. Schwellenbach never pitched this many innings before. He breaks down. Grant Holmes never pitched as many innings before.
He breaks down. Yeah.
So, I mean, this is what happens. That's why you've got to augment this with proven frontline starting pitchers and then work the other pieces in. They never do it. We got lucky in 21. Snickers never had enough pitching. And by the way, did you see the video? We'll play it in Guy Talk. Snicker didn't even know that Cookie was Carrasco's nickname.
Who? Who?
Did you see it?
I did. It was hilarious.
If you didn't hear it, we'll play
it. Did you see
the
way he looked at him?
I mean, we'll play it in Guy Talk. I laughed out loud when I saw this. And it's basically, you could say this about every single pitcher we've signed up for waivers in the last 5 years.
That's true.
Who?
It's true. And he was asked a question about Cookie Carrasco, and he didn't realize that was his nickname. And so he's like, who the hell are you talking about?
What did you think of Cookie's effort? Who?
Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell live at Lanier Islands. Guys, coming up, Yeah Man, No Man's on the way. If you're just tuning in, again, lots of conversation today because Micah Parsons has asked for a trade from the Dallas Cowboys. The contract negotiations, man, have not moved forward. And it's got Parsons. I've had enough. He's been in camp, but hasn't received a new deal. All right, we're coming back.
Oh, by the way, just got interrupt. We just talked about the great debate. Our audience is sounding off about would you leave your wife back in steerage and take first class on a flight of 10 hours or more? Rusty Manziel pops off. I guarantee you this, 10-hour flight, I got bumped up. I'd have the darn flight attendant feeding me grapes, waving at my wife through the curtain.
My man, Rusty, that's what I'm talking about. I'm telling you right now, you know who you married. Gone. My wife be like, gone. Because I know you're going to take the upgrade.
Day, we're going to reclaim your manhood this year. That's part of our goal this
month. Like Carl said, I know who I married.
You know who you do. You do. That's true. Hey, man, coming up, Yeah Man, No Man, live from the Landshark Bar here at Lake Lanier Islands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Mike was talking to these lovely ladies who are sitting behind us.
Yes. It's basically we got four Stellas getting their groove back at Lake Lanier right now from New York City.
Yeah. And so there was sort of this reunion thing going on because there was this New York thing happening. You know how it is when you meet somebody that's from wherever you grew up.
Right.
And it's like, oh, and you just have this connection, right, immediately. And that's just kind of what happened as they were talking about being down here. We are
from Mount Vernon, by the way, where Denzel's from.
Mount Vernon. Lake Lanier Islands, Margaritaville, guys. Landshark Bar is where we're broadcasting from. We're literally on the patio hanging out here. And we got a beautiful day, man. We've been here since around 2, and we'll be here until 6. Fans have come out, hung out with us, had an ice cold brew, and so we're inviting you guys to be here. And, Mike, just real quick before we get to Yeah Man, No Man, a couple of events going on here at Lake Lanier Islands to include, by the way, an event that's going down tomorrow that if you are making plans or trying to figure out what you want to do, here at Margaritaville, man, they are honoring Jimmy Buffett. They got a band that's going to be here.
Yeah, man, A1A. They're going to be basically playing the tunes of Jimmy Buffett and the Coral Reefer Band. I believe that starts around 7. They're going to have fireworks at 9:30. So come on down, man. Get all the details online or just get your butt over here to Lake Lanier. And, again, the Fins Up Water Park, we've been out here. Now, this is our fourth time out here in the last 2 years. And it's just a blast. And it's a perfect time to wrap up, especially for kids that are about to go back to school, or even if they are back to school, Carl, come out here on a Saturday.
Yeah, because this thing, I think they're going to be open. You got to check the hours, Margaritaville at LanierIslands.com, but I think they're going to be open through September because, again, the weather will be nice enough that you can come out and do all the things. Hey, man, coming up, Steve Kuhn is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Braves now get ready for what is going to be, I think, the biggest attended baseball game in the history of MLB for Saturday. They lose today to the Reds, but it's an early game because they needed to get there, and that's, of course, Bristol is where that game's going to take place. Also, we'll hear from Kirby Smart. Mike just mentioned Rusty Manziel. He was out there today. Rusty, great job with everything. Sandra, Stakey, but they got a chance to talk to not only Kirby but the AD, a couple of dog players as well, but Kirby talking about where he's at in camp and what the dogs are doing. That is on the way, but right now, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All right, guys, happy Friday.
Yes, we made it
to the weekend, baby. Just a couple more hours for us. I want to give a Yeah Man shout out to all the high school fall programs that are going to be kicking off their seasons with some scrimmages tonight. A lot of football scrimmages taking place tonight. Softball, matter of fact, shout out to the Jefferson Dragon ladies right up the road. They got a doubleheader today. So just shout out to everyone getting these fall sports underway. So I know it's going to be hot. Stay warm or stay cool as best you can. Hydrate it and all that good
stuff. Well, again, you're all ready for this. I know I'm not ready for the 72 degrees stuff.
Nah, yeah, I can't do it. I don't know what Carl's talking about.
72, please.
And by the way, the weather
with
man,
the breeze. Yes.
Is the weatherman just messing with us with this stuff?
I don't know.
It's a cold front's moving in.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I say that. It's not going to be a cold front, but it's going to be cooler.
Right, right. It's cooler than normal.
Yeah. I mean,
that just
79
so cool.
for a high up here in Buford, 71 on Sunday.
That's
can't
just
wait.
Too cool for
but
August.
What are you talking about?
But
let's get
this.
A fire going.
Hey, for Falcons, 72 on Monday. I'm down with that.
Oh, now you're being outside, see? That's what I'm talking about.
I know Falcon players are down with that.
It's going to be great, man.
We'll be out at camp on Monday back to Hooters and Tuesday as well at Ball of Georgia.
There have been August when we moved here. We had some work done in our backyard, and they were building some stuff, decks and whatnot. And literally, my wife, they popped up the other day, and she said, can you believe this was in August? And the team that came to work, the crew, had jackets on. And the date on it is like August 10th. And I'm like, I don't remember that. But there have been some days in August where it has been cooler than normal. They did have their shirts on. This was not that situation. Oh, thank you, though.
All right, guys. We're obviously out here at Landshark here at Lake Lanier, Margaritaville. They got all kinds of stuff that you can get into up here at the lake. Yeah, man, no, man, for a simple one here, you really do enjoy water sport-style activities.
Oh, yeah. I could be on the water all day. I mean, he's a master boatsman over here.
Okay.
No, I love it. I mean, I love it. That's why I was talking to these guys with the jet skis. I was surprised, but then again, you know, it's early Friday, you know, but like I've seen how active it can be, not only here, but the lakes that I've been to on a weekend. And it's awesome, man. Like, if you find the hard part, Day-Day, and a lot of people know this, and Lake Lanier gets its, you know, fair share of recognition, and we've got people from all over the country. We met a couple from Virginia, right?
Right.
New York City, right over here.
Yeah.
So you know people are aware of this lake, but the thing is finding a lake where maybe it's not as active,
correct,
especially on the weekend, so you can do some of the water sports and stuff that you love to do.
Right.
That's the key.
No, again, the best boat in the world, of course, is somebody else's or Carl's. But I mean, it just, I love it. We were down in the Keys, man, just bouncing from like little sandbar to sandbar, just sitting about 2-3 feet of water. I could do that all day, man. But yeah, I love to water ski.
I was going to say, what's your go-to?
I used to barefoot back in the day. We used to do that, but probably be in six pieces if I tried that today. But no, we used to love to, in the old days, when I worked up in West Virginia, up on the lake up there, water skiing.
All right, cool. Yeah. Moving on, let's talk about some traffic. Now, in this situation, apparently there was an accident that caused a lot of traffic on 285 as I was coming up this way. But it just got me to thinking, because we were kind of talking about traffic the other day.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, Mike was screaming about his drive home.
Right. I don't know where all you have been as far as sitting in traffic, as far as other cities, myself, New York, Jersey, Los Angeles.
It's all the same.
All the same. And I just got to thinking, in my opinion, yeah, man, no, man, if you've been to any of these places, Atlanta traffic is definitely comparable to the LAs and the New Yorks.
LA's the worst I've ever experienced. Miami is awful as well. But this, I think Atlanta right now has got to be top three in the country.
So
it's just the worst.
Well, so part of the problem here is, and look, it's bad in Texas, but there's seven lanes.
Right.
So,
and in Houston, you've got two versions of 285.
Correct. You've got two out of loops. But even Dallas, I mean, look, to your point, like a smaller town, Denver's a small town. It's got a big feel to it. You know, you were just there. Traffic, like, it's everywhere. But the deal with Atlanta, and this is who the hell came up with the idea that you're gonna run the connector right through the middle of the city and everybody's got to come through? Like, it, the reason why we have these jams, and here's the other thing, there are no outs, there are no escape routes, right? Everybody's like, oh, I got a back way. Well, so does everybody else, and that's traffic.
What I do is when I come down, I get off on north side. Oh, really? Because that's not ever no, I mean, and my thing is, and it's funny, I was ranting and raving a few weeks back about the Juniper city improvements. Now, again, so bicycle nerds and all the, you know, apparently sidewalks weren't safe, so now we got to take four lanes.
You know, people on bikes, Mike, they matter too.
Yeah, whatever. As far as, you know, again, even on the country, it's still not safe for bikes. We stop with the NHL players.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, I love to ride bikes, but go find a place where you can do it safely. They're trying to create that in the city.
Yes.
I understand the argument behind it. You're not, because people have no regard for bicyclists. It's a shame. I'm just telling you, there's the world you live in and the world you want to live in.
Right.
And all you did, and now, by the way, guys, other guys are experiencing what I was talking about, this Juniper blank show going south. So to Carl's point, the city, you've now taken a north-south artery and taken it down to two lanes to one lane in some cases.
Right.
But what we need is, and I've said this to Carl a million times, you ever been to Boston? The Big Dig. We need basically four lanes, maybe more, each direction, going underneath the connector. And that would, of course, God knows what that price tag would be.
Yeah,
that, too late now.
Yeah, well, or to be a 20-year project.
Yeah. Right.
But it would relieve a lot of the stress. But to your point about, yeah, man, it is. We are – it's a traffic jam.
Yeah.
People come from all over the world and come here and go, I can't believe the traffic. It's like one of the top things that they talk about. But, you know, I guess we've gotten used to it. But I will tell you, it does. All the cities I've been in and lived it does relate.
Yeah. All right. And to Mike's point earlier, just FYI, there was an article about a year ago. Atlanta actually was number one as city worst traffic.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
there were cities like Mike's LA's got three times the amount of people we do.
Right.
Like, and you're saying our traffic is worse?
Yeah, that's crazy, right?
So it's funny because you remember, was it the mayoral contest in Nashville a couple years ago? And one of the ads was, and it showed congestion in Atlanta. It said, let's not become the next Atlanta.
Mm.
That's crazy. All right, let's get back to some sports talk because that's what we do.
All right,
so we've been talking about Micah Parsons. Ironically, he was part of Yeah Man, No Man before kind of everything started going down. So now that we have learned he's requested to be traded, if a deal isn't done as far as his contract, and if he is not traded, Yeah Man, No Man, should he sit the season out?
No, because, Carl, you can't do that nowadays. With the contract, you don't get that money back. I've always thought, well, if you get a raise, aren't you still kind of getting some of that money back?
Yes, you are.
But the letter of the law with the new CBA, technically, you're not going to get reimbursed on that. I don't think, plus, I don't think he wants to let his teammates down. But, like, if you hate the owner, and the owner has proven time after time after time he doesn't have your best interest at heart and his ill will, maybe you do think about it, you know, shutting it down.
Yeah, I mean, like, you got to be committed, though.
Didn't help Le'Veon Bell.
No.
But they estimate he lost, what, $25 million.
I think the bigger problem, at least where how I see this day-to-day, is you're in your prime, mm-hmm. and you don't get that money back. When I say you don't get that money back, like, everybody's like, well, he's making $30 million. If I took $30 million from you today, right? You're not making $30 million up over the course of whatever, how many long years your contract is. So that's my issue is it's a serious commitment. Like, you got to really say it's not about the money. This is about the principle, and I'm willing to sit out. And I just think very few guys are willing to do that, especially when you see that check in.
Yeah, that's a big thing. I mean, it was something that Stephen A. suggested, but I'm just like, to your point, how do you decide?
Well, quite frankly, maybe he should sit out.
Yeah. But you know what? Then again, for Micah Parsons, though, it's not like, I know you brought up Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Micah Parsons.
Right. We're talking about the top defenders, top players in all of football.
Yeah. Like,
again, this thing is, every time I hear those Jerry sound bites, I was reading more about the article from Dallas today. It's just, you're going to get to a point where people aren't going to want to. I mean, it happens. We played that Mike Brown nonsense, the Bengals owner.
Stupid.
Well, I can't but guarantee you, fifth year, he could be in jail.
Stop.
Who wants to play for guys like that?
Yeah. You're right, Mike. And
if you're that good, you don't have to.
Well, that's the other part. The other part. Like, I don't think he has to sit out that day because I think his talent commands that somebody would come get him regardless of the price tag.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think is going to happen if it plays out that way.
All right, guys. That's your Yeah Man, No Man for Friday. Let's get these folks into their weekend. Thank y'all for the time.
No doubt, man. We are live up here at Lake Lanier Islands, and we're having a good time. Hey, man, coming up, as we mentioned, Kirby Smart and also Steve Kuhn is going to join us to talk all things Hawks and much more because this just comes down. It just came down, should I say. And, Mike, we got to talk about this because I don't know how I feel about it. NFL – just did a deal. It's not official, but it's out there.
With ESPN?
With ESPN. Yeah. And if you're saying, what does this mean? They have reached a blockbuster agreement that's going to place many of the league's top media holdings with the sports network. Mm-hmm. And we're going to explain this to you guys, because if you are you're streaming these channels, and remember, ESPN is going direct to customer. Okay, they're about to do this, where you're paying $30 or $40, whatever it is, to get the ESPN content. But that's not going to include the NFL content.
No. That's going to be a premium.
Correct.
So we had this for you. We'll get into the nuts and bolts. We talked about it in Guy Talk that it looked like this was coming. But I shudder to think, Carl, with the paywall, they're going to put Red Zone and Sunday Ticket behind.
Well, it's a lot more than I anticipated when you talk about what are they getting. Again, ironically, apparently ESPN and the shareholders are going to have a big meeting next Wednesday.
Right.
Nothing has been announced, but this will come down, guys, and it's already out there. So we're going to discuss this.
Nothing good will come of this for the consumer, for the football fan.
No, because I'm already paying a lot of money for my football consumption. I get it, but when you start adding this money up every month during the football season, it is a lot. When I'm doing the college packages, doing all the NFL stuff. All right, that's coming down. The Micah Parsons story hit today. He wants out of Dallas. We're going to tell you the latest also, what's going on with the Falcons.
Oh, now I'm in trouble with the wife.
What's up?
apparently, when we had our situation in Jamaica,
yeah,
we bought our tickets separately.
Oh, that's
we,
why.
We weren't, you know, together. We weren't dating yet.
Yep.
So you're making me sound like a bee on the radio. Look what you wrote at the bottom.
Always watching, listening, judging. Well, it's a fair assessment.
That's about right.
It's a fair assessment.
That's about right.
We'll reset that as well, because a buddy of mine hit us up. We got a bunch of friends in a text group, and they're taking a trip overseas. He literally is asking us for permission. I'm the only one that gave him permission, by the way. All right, we'll reset that for you. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.